Yes, hello. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. This is a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in your area today, and we would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Is that okay with you?
Ask me some questions about what?
Well, we're actually conducting a survey, and we would like to include your opinion to the survey. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my house.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Now, first, do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Thank you. And just to confirm, is your zip code 78212?
Wow, these are getting awfully personal questions.
This is only for statistical purpose only. After this, we're going to start with the questions about the survey. They just want to find out what, you know, what people we're talking to. And right now we're talking to people.
Yeah, I'm from 78212.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by paper, television, radio station, for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Yes. Are you or is anyone in your household a teacher by, I'm sorry, employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or a political party or by, no, okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher association?
No.
Okay. Now, in what year were you born, I'm sorry?
1970.
1970, thank you so much. Now, which one of the following best describes you? Are you a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a man.
Man, thank you, sir. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No. Now, for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
White.
Why? Okay, and what is the last grade you completed in school?
I have a college degree, bachelor's.
Thank you so much. Okay, so you have a bachelor. Okay, here it goes. Okay, now how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger
None.
For who you are a parent or a guardian to?
None.
None. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. But if I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next. I know your time is very valuable, okay, sir?
Okay.
Now, the first one is going to be the San Antonio City Council. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
On.
Okay, will that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Mayor Ron Nittenberg.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Teachers union.
Kind of neutral on them.
Okay. No problem. What about San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino?
I have no idea who that person is.
Okay, no problem. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Again, if you don't know what too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one. The next one is going to be public charter schools in San Antonio. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
1882 partnership schools in San Antonio?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Private and parochial schools in San Antonio?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the next one, traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And the next one would be magnet schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one will be innovation schools in San Antonio.
I don't know what those are.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, going to the next. Will you say that public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is the public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
Well, I don't know what track it's on, but I would say that it is subpar in general.
Okay. But in general, for San Antonio's education, Do you think they're going in the right direction, or are they going on the wrong track?
Well, I don't know what direction they're going in, but I would say that the road they've been down up to this point has been not good.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you say that is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Is it the superintendent, the school district officials, the state legislature, the governor, the teachers union, the mayor of San Antonio, or the school board?
I would say that it is the school board.
School board, thank you. Now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the availability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important,
yes.
Not that important?
Very, very important.
Thank you. Do you think that local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot, thank you. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first one, serve mostly students of color.
I don't know.
Okay. The next one, are tuition free?
I don't really know anything about charter schools in San Antonio or anywhere for that matter.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and ask you the question and you just give me your answer and I'll keep on clicking so we can go to the next one, okay? Are open to all?
I don't know.
Are nonprofit?
I don't know.
Serve mostly low-income students?
I don't know.
Help improve the entire public school system?
I don't know.
And the last one, are public schools?
I would assume, but I really don't know.
Okay, let me go ahead and click on that. Now, I thought you were going to say something else. I was ready. Now, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Thank you. Now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or it would have no effect on your vote?
I would say it would have no effect on my vote because I really don't know what charter schools do.
Thank you. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoke with say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Is it always, sometimes, rarely, never?
When they're on the ballot.
Yes. So would that be always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Yeah, always.
Always? Okay. Now, moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Would that be student safety, providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic, keeping good teachers, cutting the number of public charter schools,
I gotta go.
We're almost through. We're almost through. All I need is 2 minutes.
Okay,
we're
hurry,
finished.
Hurry up.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements, and regarding standardized student testing, please tell me as I read each one. If you strongly agree.
I gotta go.
This is the last part. This is the last part, sir. Let me ask you, annual standards testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree with that? Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree? Hello. Oh.